Sitting board members are almost always re-elected to the regional Native Corporation's governing board. Challengers often run as individuals with little or no coordinated effort. But this election will be different. Margaret Nelson, Carlton Smith, Ross Soboloff, and Karen Togg are running for the board as a group. They call their slate Four Shareholders for Sea Alaska. The first word is a numeral. Spokesman Randy Wanamaker says the candidates are worried about Sea Alaska's poor business performance.
With the information that the last dividend was not really based on Sea Alaska's earnings, perhaps it's time for new ideas and new energy, new talent to provide their expertise to the company for the shareholders to consider to help move the company towards profitability.
Wanamaker is vice chairman of the board of Goldbelt, Juneau's urban native corporation. He's also a member of Juneau's assembly. Slate candidate Carlton Smith is another assembly member in Juneau. He also runs a commercial real estate company. Karen Togg is a former Sea Alaska senior corporate accountant who's controller for the Southeast Alaska Regional Health Consortium. Ross Soboloff is a former Sea Alaska spokesman, commercial fisherman, and communications consultant. Margaret Nelson is a business development manager for a construction company and former corporate development vice president for another regional Native corporation. Wanamaker says all want term limits for Sea Alaska's board members. Some have been on the panel for several decades.
It ensures that there's always a continuous flow of new ideas into the company and new energy, and we bring in new experience.
The slate wants to link executive bonuses to profits. Members say they will also pay more attention to shareholders' suggestions and concerns. The slate is challenging four powerful leaders of Southeast's Native community. Nicole Hollingstad is corporate secretary and vice president of communications for the regional Native business.
The Sea Alaska directors who are up for re-election in 2014 are Byron Mallott, Sidney Edenshaw, Ed Thomas, and Rosita Worrell.
Byron Mallott is a former Sea Alaska CEO who's running for governor. Rosita Worrell heads up the corporation's Heritage Institute. Ed Thomas spent 27 years as Tlingit Haida Central Council president. Sidney Edenshaw is a director of the Haida Village Corporation. Hollingstad says corporate law keeps her from addressing election issues before ballots are released, but she says the slate is well within Sea Alaska's traditions.
This independent proxy is an example of shareholders who are exercising their rights as shareholders, as set forth by the state of Alaska and by Sea Alaska's own bylaws.
Ballots will go to the corporation's almost 22,000 shareholders on May 15th. The board will promote a proxy ballot authorizing it to cast shareholder votes for its slate of incumbents. The challengers will do the same, but for their own slate. Challenger spokesman Randy Wanamaker says the slate wants to boost corporate profits. Most recent shareholder dividends have been funded by a shared pool of other Native corporations' resource earnings.
All of them have solid business backgrounds and have been involved with running successful companies. They're offering their services to help Sea Alaska, you know, really for the overall benefit of the shareholders so that they can help the corporation increase the dividends from earnings from actual Sea Alaska operations.
Several other shareholders are expected to run as independent candidates. Election results will be announced at Sea Alaska's June 28th annual meeting in Seattle. This is Ed Schoenfeld reporting in Juneau.